we just done our own thing, and it wasn't like we were trying to be different. We were just exploring, and we enjoyed it.
Go off, sis.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Gossip Podcast.
You're here with me, Rachel, and my co-host Mia.
Oh, I'm joking.
Go ahead, sis.
It's every episode. Interrupt.
I'm joking. Go ahead, joking.
I was gonna say you're here for episode 42, and I'm Mimi.
I'm Rachel.
Yeah. And we've got a lovely giggly guest today.
Harper, do you want to introduce yourself?
Easy, yeah. Well,
that's Harper.
I'm Harper, nice to meet you though. Or Dupes, whatever you want to know.
See, I said Dupes, but certain other people call you Dupes.
No, that's a mistake.
Yeah.
Dupes.
Tell them. Dupes. It's not Dupes, it's Dupes.
When you play basketball, what do your shoes on?
Hoops.
Hey, it's not me. Don't take this out of me. It's not me.
A hoop.
It's not me. I've just heard.
What do you say? How do you pronounce B O O K S?
Book.
Big.
A book.
You sound like my nan.
No,
a book.
It's a book.
The cooker.
Facebook.
Facebook.
This is ridiculous.
Wait, there's another word that I always say differently.
Luke.
No.
Yeah, I say Luke like that. Luke.
Do you actually?
Luke.
Oh, how do you say?
I said Luck.
Nah, Luck. Oh, I thought you meant the name.
Oh no, Luke. Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to spell it out so I don't influence you.
Yeah.
T-O-U-R.
You're going to say Tua. Wait, I say Tor.
Tor.
You say it, Mia.
Say Tua.
Tua.
Say Yua. Like Yua.
Yua. No, I'd say Yua.
Yua.
What's the difference?
Tua.
Tua.
Oh, man.
Tua.
Tua.
It's a bit weird, but anyway.
Anyway.
I guess it's a Middlesbrough thing. To be there, right?
I'm trying not to rise to that one.
No, I didn't mean that in a bad way. I just meant it's your accent. That's where you're from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, Harper is a musician, artist.
Whoa, what was that?
I don't know. I just never know
what
to go by.
What would you say? How would you go? What would you say?
I don't know.
Would you describe yourself in three words?
Multidisciplinary done.
Disciplinary done. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I hear that.
Do you want to try that again?
Multidisciplinary done.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I hear that.
I'll take that.
And that makes sense.
So
yeah.
He does a little bit of everything. He dabbles. Yeah. You may know him from
whining in Lyme.
Whining in Lyme.
Yeah.
I was going to say New Tribe, but that as well.
Yeah.
And what really sparked Harper coming on was, so I don't know if you guys have seen, some of us did a Nike shoot.
Yes, I'm actually here with some real amazing people, guys. Maybe I should just host this and get you guys talking.
Yeah. Slot me in as a guest.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, but guys, really and truly, Harper and Mia did the Nike ad for the new kit with Liverpool.
Mm.
But Harper was actually faced with a lot of trolls. No. Not so much Mia.
I know. I got. No. If only it was a blessing in disguise that I wasn't picked, because fucking hell.
Yeah.
There was some backfire to the shoot.
So we'll set the scene, shall we? For those who don't know.
This is what I got from Mia a while ago, and it actually made me laugh, and I always do it now. She went, "You might be wondering how we got here."
No, it's like, you know, in a film when the record scratch is like,
"Hi, this is me."
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. That's me.
Yeah.
You're probably wondering how we ended up here.
Yeah. It always makes me laugh. So,
so that's...
Yeah.
Take it back.
Mm-hmm.
It was the... what was it? The second kit?
Yeah, the away kit.
The away kit. And it got posted... You and our good friend Nilu obviously got posted to...
Sorry, can I just say one thing, right? So some people that I know... Don't want to stay away from... But anyway, they are massive Liverpool supporters, right? Like, massive, massive. They'll come into work. Anyway, still. They'll come in, right? And they're talking about Fantasy League, everything, blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah, guys. Well, actually, yeah. My friends were... Did you see it? They were on there. And they're like, oh, you live with that girl, don't you? I'm like, Yeah.
Live with her.
Yeah, like, it's actually pretty sick. You should have seen they were on my street doing that. Mm. And I was just like, yeah.
You're actually loving it, weren't you?
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
No, anyway, yeah. So, what was I even saying? Oh, yeah. So, it obviously dropped the away kit. And you got posted to, was it the Nike football thing? Or just Nike
football.
Just like bare big
pages.
Instagrams and you're really big at Anfield, you know?
Did
they? Yeah. Like you're,
you have a big page.
You're like poster.
Oh, at the stadium?
Yeah.
Oh, swear.
You're in the shop where they sell the stuff. You and Neely were there.
Oh, that's
I meant to send you a picture, but I forgot. Anyway.
Someone sent me a pic from Nike London.
Right. Nah, that's sick.
Cast, yeah. So I don't know. I didn't know it was. I thought it was just Liverpool.
Yeah.
Man, that's very good.
But with great success
comes responsibility and trolls.
Yeah.
Trusty.
Yeah, we get it though.
I mean, yeah, we're no strangers to this lifestyle. You know, we're doing our thing out here, and people just want to drag us down
every day. Oh my god, you guys are so ugly. Oh my god, you guys are so. Mm. You know, it just comes like that. Anyway.
Well, Rachel normally gets ugly. I normally get different notes.
Right.
So, yeah. So, obviously, that dropped. And I remember, right. I remember on this day because I was at work and I had to go into work. So, I couldn't really be on my phone.
Yeah.
But, like, somebody put it in our group chat, our co-office admin chat, and they were like, oh, like, look at all the hate that this picture's getting.
Mm.
I was reading it and I was like, you know when your hands start sweating because you're like, what the fuck? I was like, what the hell? And yeah, there was some horrible comments.
Mm.
And it was like, these at least pick real Scousers. Like, what the fuck are these models? Like, just very nasty.
And you know what though? I think Harper, within that shoot, you guys went very authentic with your style, like, and I think you did too, Mia. You dressed it as you would dress that kit, and I think that's kind of what you should do if you're wearing a football kit, because you're not going to take a football kit and you're only going to wear it as a football kit.
Well, I think that was their aim, like,
yeah, exactly.
Nigeria literally released the kit, I think it was last year, and they'd done a shoot with like models and they had girls, boys, like, the end, they released a sick green kit, like, stylish. Yeah. They had hats, bucket hats, and things, like, they made it a thing and they sold out.
Yeah,
you get me, like. They've done it for years in sports, like, for example, basketball culture. Like, it's a thing in America, you get me? Like, everyone has LeBron's jacket whether you play ball or not. Everyone has fucking Jordan shoes because of this, you know what I mean? They've made sports, like,
stylish
in the culture. Yeah. And I think that's what football's trying to do. That's how I've gauged it anyway. So when Liverpool approached it, I assumed it was that type of thing. When the stylist messaged me, he was like, yo, what pants have you got? What hats have you got? And I was like, rah. I thought I was wearing trackies and that, you know what I mean? I thought I was wearing Air Max and that. And he was like, nah, what shoes, pants, what size? She sent them all my accessories. Was like, bring all your accessories, bring all this. And I was like, oh, so they're going for a stylish shoe to widen.
Demographic, maybe? Would you say, like,
the audience? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the audience. Yeah. Like,
to just kind of show that, like, you don't, like, a football fan doesn't have to look a certain way.
Wait, exactly. Yeah. You could just do it however you want, you know?
That's how I gauge the
do what you want with it.
And I feel like that's what football's doing now. Like, if you look at all the other teams, it's stylish. Like, not just this year, like, but it's going back a few years now. Like, they're even bringing out the 60s kits and the 70s kits because they look sick. The vintage ones, they're up to date with the best material, like, that'll last longer, like, because it looks good, like, it's not just about the kids.
Yeah, you don't just have to wear it with trackies, and I think that was important, and I think that's when people started slatering you, and it was just like, what, how does a football fan look? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what, like, all nans are football fans, so what are you saying? Oh, I bet they're not even football fans. What did they say? I bet they're not even from Liverpool.
Yeah.
And I'm
some
like,
of the comments, they were bad, like, some of them are funny, some of them made me laugh, like, someone said I look Cuban. And it was like Liverpool football, Cuban or something. And I was like, that's hilarious. Like, that, don't get me wrong. But some of them were like, oh, I remember. No, this was funny. He was like, I sit next to him every week at the cop.
You were like,
like comments and they're like, haha, you're funny.
Yeah.
Nah, sometimes it's jokes, but then sometimes it's like, I think it goes too far.
Yeah. So I think, that's when I was asking her, but before we started, and we were like, oh no, save it for the pod. Like, did you feel angry? Did you feel sad? Did you feel bullied? Or did you feel a range of emotions? Like, what was going through your head when you were reading these comments?
Initially, I'll play on my day like you did, Mimi, but I woke up And I've been waiting for a few days, a week or so, and was like, oh, when are these pictures come? When are these pictures? Messaging the people like, yo, send me some over, I'll promote, blah, blah, blah. They got posted anyway, and I was like, yo, excited, gas, like, sick, did it. And then I went through the comments, like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. And then I was like, I went to show my mum the pictures, and the initial reaction was to tell about the comments instead of the excitement of the pictures coming.
Yeah.
And that was where I was more annoyed than the actual fact of the comments.
Yeah.
I was annoyed at myself that my initial reaction was to be like, oh, look how instead of being like, yo, they finally posted, check. Like, yeah. How sick I love, like, you know what I mean?
And it's not horrible that that's what people have to go through.
Yeah, it's peak, but personally, like, I've experienced that type of ish throughout my life anyway. Like, well, more teens and upwards, because what you say, the norm, quote norm, I've shifted from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me and me peeps, you know what I mean? And it's always been a thing since young, and so naturally you've adapted and be like, nah, it's a blessing.
Yeah. I feel like that's what we were saying in our group chat. Well, I feel like you can live in a bubble and like you forget outside of it that like people aren't very nice. Yeah. Like especially in Liverpool right now and everything, like everyone is very supportive of each other.
Yeah.
But then again, that's within our bubble and what we surround ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're like, oh my gosh, because we have quite, I would say our bubble is quite big,
mm-hmm.
even though it's still small, you know, because we're still within this small but big bubble. It's like, yeah, amazing people. People are supporting, they love. And then you just step outside and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, and then like, you think we're weird? You think we're bitches? You think we're not okay? Like, I thought everybody was nice.
Yeah.
And especially when you're reposting on an Instagram page that big with that many followers, like, You're not even just opening up to like all of Liverpool, it's like the world, and like anyone can criticize you.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like there's a difference between like maybe saying, oh, I personally don't like this kit, I'm not a fan of it, because quite a lot of people did say that, which is fair enough, you're entitled to your opinion, but then like to attack somebody personally because of how they've styled it or how they look or what you think that they don't fit like the stereotypical Scouse football fan.
Yeah. And I think that goes on to another thing there. Like, right, I bet they're not even football fans. I bet they're not even this. So then that goes down to, we look at a lot of football teams now. How do they look?
Yeah, what's a fan like? What's a fan?
What does a fan look like?
And then the football team itself, a lot of them are not even white.
Yeah.
Because they were saying a lot of racist things in there and racial slurs. Yeah. And I think when you go to a football match, because that happens, I was looking at something on TV as well. And they were like, the football players get a lot of hate as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't mind sometimes, because they'd be like, oh yeah, Mo Salah, Mo Salah. You don't mind when he's shooting a goal for you, when he's doing really good things. But then when Harper, Nilu is wearing your kit, you're like, fuck this. Why is Liverpool standing for this?
Yeah.
This is terrible. Disgrace to the team. Like,
literally.
What?
The worst part is I'm actually a big football fan as well. Like, I've always played football since a kid. Like, I studied it in college and then changed drastically to dance. And now I do what I do. But I used to be like, big in football, like, you get me?
Yeah.
That's why I was actually like, haha, that's funny. I might have sat next to you in the cop, actually.
Yeah.
I recognise you.
But that's mad, though, because, like, regardless of if you are a fan or not, like, that behaviour shouldn't have never been.
No, and it is true, because I'm like, sure a lot of those things do happen. They want them to pay bare money for some people to come over, but then they'll still say horrible things if they don't maybe score a goal or something, and they're like, oh, what's the difference then?
Mm.
And I guess, I don't know how those things are going to change. And do you think Nike should have said something, or Liverpool Football Club, for the, or you think?
My raw emotional reaction was to delve into it. I think I spoke to Kadeem about it as well. Was like, I think we've got enough people with enough power that we could make something out of it. Whether it's an article, whether it's something, you know what I mean? A site or whatever, you know what I mean? But then I just thought, personally, I'm not cool with it, but I'm like, standard in it. Like, with the goodness comes the shitness. The badness, sorry, excuse me, language.
It's alright, you can swear here.
Standard. Before that, yeah. No, it's standard. but yeah, with the goodness comes the shitness in it. So, like, I had a sick tan, got some nice clothes, got a nice little check, you know what I mean?
It's like what I said to you though, like, the money's still going into our account. So
yeah,
like,
it is what it is, isn't it? Yeah,
like, and say what you want, you know what I mean? Like, whatever you're doing, if you're doing better than me or worse, like, you're doing what you're doing and I'm still getting paid for what I'm doing. So.
Yeah. And I think that's different. That could have affected so many people differently. Yeah. And
mate, I started working in the comments replying to people. Yeah. And I was like, you need to step back because I'll be here all day. And I can see how people, like, feed into that, like,
yeah, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? That lifestyle, because like I'm then by replying giving them a rise, being like, oh yeah, I've got one here, lad.
Don't
like,
fuck
yeah.
with cats.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. People love that. Mm. That's why they do it.
That's another thing that I thought was like, okay, my brain just gone.
Do you know what's mad? I know this sounds terrible, like when we said like football fans and whatever, what does a football fan look like? I don't know why I can't see you. Like proper five-a-side kind of vibe.
Nah.
I don't know.
That's what I like though. Like when I get to the five-a-side, people like, I'm not saying I'm last picked, but people are like when me and Elias, because Elias plays as well. Like when me and Elias go, people are like, and then like 10 minutes in, they're like rotted. Because we're like, actually like, quite good. Like not sure. Like, we're surprisingly good because we've
you're
played.
Like,
I played since I was a kid and like you don't lose that type of issue, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't play now as much, but yeah. You know the technique once you have the technique.
Yeah, right? yeah.
So it's actually funny.
I like, heard people like,
like, with my hair tied up and that, with a hairband, sometimes I wear a hat and shit, and I'm just like, wear basketball shorts and shit. And like,
they're like laughing, like, yeah. Oh, look at this guy. Yeah.
He's come to play football.
Like,
and then they're like, wait a minute.
He's actually, why didn't I pick him?
Yeah.
I love that.
Nah.
And then, you know, when it, like, boils down to identity as well, because they were talking about, like, Liverpool and Scousers and all that. And what is it that people say? I'm not British, I'm a Scouser.
Yeah, I'm not English, I'm Scouse.
I'm not English. Yeah, I'm not English.
Scousers are proud.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, how does a Scouser even look? And we spoke about this on one of our pods. What do we say? Like, you can be black British, but you're not English. And then, like, you're away from...
Yeah, like, how you define yourself and your identity.
And then, like, outside of our bubble again, why are people... Yeah, what the fuck? How were they saying? And then that's your identity. And I was like, Harper is one of the... He's Scouse.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like,
yeah, because I guess as well, like, obviously saying the football thing must have been annoying because you were like, oh, well, I actually am a football fan. But then how did you feel when people were like, oh, like, not even Scousers? Because it's like, I am.
I'm actually a Scouser, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I took all the comments in the same bubble. That was just like standard. You just say what you say.
Yeah.
Like, when I was reading through them, some people were like, actually, I know him. He is Scouse, and I was like, ah, sick. Like,
thank standard. You for backing me.
Yeah, standard, cool. Like,
yeah.
And then,
one of the things, that, as I've said, I'm pissed with, because I'm just like, I'm cool with that ish now, because it's been so much time. But then I always think of the people who aren't, and it's just like,
yeah.
It's because some people will be like, I don't know, imagine some random kid, he's just done his first modelling gig, they just ask him, like, bare excited, and then he gets that bit. Like, imagine how he's feeling, you know what I mean?
I'm just
like,
yeah,
it's become that people, like, even like Nilu herself, like we had a little chat about it, and like she's similar to me. She's had that. She's similar experience in the past, so she's almost immune to it.
Yeah.
But that's not saying like we bury it and go, that didn't happen. We're just like, cool, like you do your thing. You get me?
Yeah.
Like, just kind of let it go. Yeah. And I think that boils down not just to this in situation, but I think it happens in loads of situations in general where people try to strip you of your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And try to give you another identity, like, you're not Scouse enough, you're not British enough, you're not English enough, and
not
it's just
black enough,
not black
enough.
Enough.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, who are you to say? And I think it's a horrible, and that's, I think, going on a lot right now.
Yeah. I feel like that's like what we are kind of touching on next week as well, when we do this podcast for Fact, like, about how, like, especially in the North, like, it's a very different experience being black than it is to maybe down South. Especially, like, just literally from the way that you speak, like, your accent, especially, like, you have a Scouse accent, me with a, whatever Rachel called it. I'm joking. me with my accent. And, like, it's like, you have to... my Tua accent. It's like, especially when you speak to, like, black people from down South, and they're like, oh, my God, I didn't realise you could get, like, a black person from this area, or like, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like, what? Like, you sound so stupid saying that, because like
there was a viral video of some black Scouse kid fighting, and he says something in it and Bear the comments like, I didn't know black people could have that accent.
Yeah.
It's like, raw. Like, it was funny, obviously, but it was just like, raw, like, really?
Did it's mad.
Think that, you know, like, that's a mad way to think.
And do you know what? They're only saying that now that actually made me think, because, you know, when we're talking about, like, Black History Month, all this, and we're talking about, oh, yeah, do you know what? Rather than focusing on the trauma or, like, the thing that happened to us in our past, let's focus on the present. But actually, so many people, including black people, don't know the black history of the UK. And maybe this is because they don't know that Liverpool, oldest Afro-Caribbean community Liverpool in the UK. And it's like, a lot of people don't know that.
I remember, I literally seen something on Twitter the other day, and it was like a poll, and it was like, where needs a Black Lives Matter intervention most? And it was like, there's like four places, like one of them I think was like Wales, one was Liverpool, one was maybe like Bristol, one was somewhere else. And I was like,
this is where it started.
Like, I get that black people, like, it's hard because obviously the North, there is a lot of racism because it's predominantly white. But like, that doesn't mean that like people don't know about stuff that's going on as well. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's very like London centric of you to think that just because we're not in fucking London, diverse capital of the world, of this UK, whatever.
Well, actually, do you know what Liverpool got in 2008?
City of culture.
Just to remind you.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like, yeah, people just think that, like, that's what I literally see on Twitter, though. It's like the debate about houses being cheaper up north, and then people are like, oh, yeah, but I don't want to get called a nigger every day. Every time I go to the shop, da-da-da-da. And it's like,
you don't.
It's once a week. Yeah. It's not that common.
Oh, you made my belly tight me up. That was funny.
No, yeah, but it's just like,
she's joking, whole, by the way. It's not really not.
No, I am. No, but what I'm saying is like, it's the whole thing of like this black northerner identity and like the whole extra level it bears, and the fact that people don't expect you to sound a certain way or act a certain way, and then you do, and they're like, oh, that's not right, like, you're not, you can't do that. Da, 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 da.
Yeah,
I just think you can never win, can you?
Yeah, and I do you know what though, when going back to what you said about Rainey is the intervention, and I think I agree and I disagree, right? Because I think it's a totally different kind of intervention to what they're saying. I think it needs like, because people feel a bit bad because of what happened in the past, and loads of things happen in these cities, very tragic things happen in these cities. So it needs a bit of like a awakening to the people, the white people, to bring them back to life and be like, yo, do you remember? Like, remember your culture, not your culture, but your history, blah, blah, blah. But the black people know. The black people are here. It's not a really, how would you explain that rather than an intervention? Because, yeah, we don't have, there are new people coming, but the history is here. So it's not a matter of, oh yeah, black people don't exist. Black people, da 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 da. So
it's like the inner area, just one area.
Yeah.
Like there's, which is actually, I was actually delving into this with someone the other day, but like, for example, Toxteth, like, is an area for black people.
Yeah.
Like if you go there, it's full of black. Obviously, like, one of the things we delved into was that the fact it's being gentrified.
Yeah.
Like bare students, like bare people you wouldn't see walking around them ends or walking around them ends.
Yeah.
And it's just like I don't know, it's like it's getting spread out. And now, like, to touch on what you were saying, like, there's not as many, so it's not as much recognized. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't see it as much.
No, yeah, it's a mad one. And I think even the gentrification is nuts again, because then people want to go in, get those houses. It's nice. It's close to town. The houses are nice. And it's like,
the nice houses.
Lovely. Somebody says, oh, why didn't you buy a house in Garston? You give me Garston. Not Garston. In Toxteth. You give me Toxteth money. Like, that's...
Give me Toxteth money.
Hello?
No. That's so true, though. It's literally whenever you see like a Tesco Extra or a Co-op, you know it's been gentrified.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
But then I seen this thing and it was like, oh, I wish like a certain area would get gentrified soon so I can get a Tesco.
Yeah, I'm just like, I just want a Costa.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice, isn't it? Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
Just to wake up in the morning.
Is that actually a Costa on my end of the road?
The
I swear, I actually don't go there. They don't do oat milk, so.
Do they not?
Nah, it's weird.
That's an issue. Pret does.
Yeah, Pret's nice.
Just cross your fingers for one. More students are coming, so trust me, he'll be there soon.
Pret and Nero.
The Starbucks Nero's not?
Don't ever go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really venture out the house right now, so I'm not really a coffee connoisseur, but...
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know what? Costa has said that to me before. Costa was like, it doesn't foam the same. And I was like, huh?
What? Even when you shake eggs, it's the foamy? Best one.
Yeah, it's the very best one. Weird. It's yeah, the best one. They've said 100%. That. Strange.
Anyway, mm-hmm. To double back. It's probably winning how I end up the end. One thing as well that I wanted to touch on with you, because obviously you were saying, like, the kind of reason why you didn't take the comments so badly is because of, like, your experiences and how you are now. And I would say that you're one of the few people that I know that are very, like, I don't want to speak for you, but I say you're very comfortable in who you are and you're very content with who you are, which I think is really nice. Nice one. So it's just a case of, like,
yes, I'm kid.
Yes, I agree.
Just, like, how you got to that place, because, like, it's obviously, like you said, there's going to be somebody out there who's not at that place yet and might need to be heading there.
And... I agree with you. You even said that this was since you were a bit younger. You've been kind of venturing out onto your own path as a youth. So, how do you take that step? Yeah.
Talk us through your journey.
Back to 16.
Don't know, when did it start?
That was such like a...
Okay, Harper, we don't have all day.
Yeah. But yeah, let me have a sip of my water and then we'll go.
Wet the whistle. Rachel sat here with a glass of red wine.
Just to set the scene for you guys.
Yeah, as you know, I'm part of a trio, New Tribe, and we've always been New Tribe, so to speak, but before the music was there. Like, we've been friends for... I've known Eli since a baby, but me and Onyx has been part of the picture.
I just imagine, like, you and Eyes as babies. Like,
baby.
There's actually a picture where we're on the beach and we're cheek to cheek, and Elias is naked. I swear he's naked, but we're like 2 years old now.
That is very cute.
I wish Onyx was there, because that would be a sick album cover. Yeah.
Could you Photoshop him in somehow?
That's what I thought. I thought we could.
Yeah, it just wouldn't be new natural. So no. But do you know what though,
not
guys?
Organic, you know?
Yeah. I could imagine you two very cute babies as well. Yeah.
I was a cute baby, I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
Yeah. I'll show you some pictures in a bit.
Okay. Right, back to the story.
But yeah, we just started doing dance, singing and drama, the triple threat, in some place called Positive Impact.
Mm-hmm.
With a few artists have grown out of that, to be honest.
Is that still open now?
I don't know.
I was just thinking, if it is, we can put some youths onto it. Target, me. Right?
Go on, make a positive impact.
If it is, yeah. Method the Centre on Princess Avenue. Boom.
Fab.
Yeah. But yeah, I think we just dialed into that. Fast forward a bit. College time came, and I was doing sports science because I'm such an avid football fan.
Nike. Do you guys say Nike or Nike?
Nike.
What do you say?
Nike. It is Nike, though. Like, it actually is.
It is whatever it is.
Yeah.
It is
right.
What it is.
They're both avid fans. Right. Yeah. So, Harper.
So, yeah. Started doing that and then I didn't like it.
What? This is when, like, the plot twist started.
Yeah.
This was literally the change in my life. Like, this was when I was just like, oh, my life's changed completely.
And you know what, though? That's cool because you realise that's not your passion.
Yeah.
You're a creative.
Yeah.
You cannot be tied down.
Like, I hate the
system.
PE teacher now. Like, don't get wrong, PE.
You actually look like a PE teacher right now.
Right, yeah, me tracking.
With all fucking
right,
shells
yo,
on his neck.
Yo, Trey, stop messing around you.
You're not my dad.
You can't tell me what to do.
Okay, I'll slap him then.
Hello.
We're Rebecca.
No, we don't.
We do not condone violence to children. We don't
condone violence unless they're cheeky. Anonymous. I'm joking.
I hear that. Fuck that, I'm from Trinidad. You'll beat your ass. I'm joking. I'm joking.
She's had too much wine.
I'm joking.
But yeah, Delve just changed my mind completely, and me and Elias ended up doing the exact same thing. He was doing a musical musical tech, that was it. And funny enough, he's doing music now, but we both just shifted to dance, and we're like, we kept walking past the dance, and we're like, raw, that looks fun. Next time I was like, oh, that looks sick, and then some kid invited us in.
And you were like, yes.
And we were like, just walking, we're like, sick, what's this? And then we were just like, because we were already dancing a little bit, but not like dancing, you get me? Yeah, then join the course. But it was funny because we went and was like, yeah, we want to join. And we don't look like people who want to join a dance course.
Why?
I don't know. We were all thuggish or whatever you want to call it. She didn't take us serious to the point
where... She thought you were taking the piss.
Yeah. She was like, all right, cool, come back on such and such and we'll let you know. And then we came back and you were like, oh.
Oh, you do want to join.
You do want to do it, yeah.
Right.
But we were on level 3 on sports and music, and then we had to do level 2 because there was no room. But we were like, cool, extra year training.
More dance.
Yeah, more dance.
Yeah.
But I'm done the 3 years there. We wanted the genre of dance we wanted to delve into was contemporary.
Right.
And for contemporary, the best thing to do was to go to a training school and not a university.
Right.
So we went to training school. I went to Leeds. Elias went to London. And then Onyx a year later came to London when I moved to London, or were in London. Yeah. Done that for a year and then we got kicked out.
Oh.
Yeah. Me and Elias were kicked out, not Onyx. Onyx is a good boy, he graduated and everything. We got kicked out.
Why did you get kicked out?
Well, it's so stupid. I'm not gonna name the place.
Wait, I thought you went to two different places.
Yeah, I did. I went to Leeds for a year. And right. Then I went to London.
Oh, so you met them there?
No, yeah, well yeah, but I knew them obviously.
No, that's what I mean, you met them in London.
Yeah, but okay. Onyx went to one place in London, me and Elias went to another one.
Okay.
Yeah. End up getting kicked out for.
Don't say it. I know.
Drugs.
No.
I had a feeling that's what it is.
No, not drugs.
That's what
you had sex with a teacher.
No, what the fuck? Let me answer.
Yeah, me too. I was like, I know what it is.
No. It was actually so stupid. I missed one more lesson than I should have.
No.
In Pilates, yeah.
You're lying. That is not why.
Then got a second chance to do a PowerPoint presentation to cover me. Whatever it is,
to cover your module.
Yeah, and I didn't get notified in the day. I got text by a friend who had to do it as well. I was like, yo, you're next, you know? And I was like, huh?
You what? What did he say?
I was next.
It was my go next.
And I was like, I didn't live close, so I couldn't make it.
Harper.
Yeah. It was a blessing in disguise, though, I'm not gonna lie. But then Elias got kicked out because he had to do a 30-second solo and his was a minute.
Honestly, the system is fucked.
Yeah,
isn't
it's a madness. It's a madness.
What? And then what's that about?
Apparently, I've been telling this story wrong, but I thought it was that he got to redo it and didn't time it again, and they kicked him out. But it was someone else that I can't remember. But he appealed, didn't work.
Anyway, like that's you say, nice. Blessing this guy's because
that is systematic.
Nah, I'll let you ready next month later. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Went to this place.
Ready.
Went to this place called the Job Centre. It's a bar in Yeah, I know it sounded bad when you
I thought this was a like joke.
Bar, I mean, went to Job Centre.
Went to this place called the Job Centre. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Do you know the Job Centre, yeah? I mean, I think, why would a bar call themselves the Job Centre?
I assume it used to be a Job Centre.
Yeah, like a blind school.
To be all quirky and cool.
I don't know how I feel about that still. Yeah. But anyway, you went there, you're cool, you're hip, you're living in London. I mean, I wouldn't get it living in Liverpool. Anyway, go ahead.
There was a guy there DJing, we were like, oh, yo, what records have you got? And he was like, I actually don't work here.
Huh?
I've just filled in because the DJ didn't come. And he's like, I'm actually leaving soon if you want to take over. And we were like,
nah.
Cool. And then we ended up DJing for like a few hours in some bar.
I love that.
Shit, I've just missed out the main part of the story. Prior to that,
there's so many rewinds.
On
this
the
episode.
Walk to the venue, we
the
found
job center.
The job center. We found a turntable in the street.
You're joking.
In London. Yeah.
What?
And we were like, oh, the ass walking back to the flat and putting it back.
So you just took it.
We just hid it. Went this place, ended up DJing.
Had you ever DJed before?
No.
But
I like music, but I haven't DJed. Like, I didn't know how to do anything.
It just comes to you though, doesn't it? When you put on them headphones, I've been there.
She actually is really good. She's really good with the BPM.
But yeah, walked back home, found the turntables, plugged them in. I think we found two. Yeah, we found two, but one had no plug.
Okay.
One worked anyway. Bam, bam, bam. Ended up doing DJing for the, like, on fucking virtual DJ on the iPad, and on the Mac, sorry. And then my brother's a rapper. He started jumping into the picture. Was like, yo, I know that was a week when... Flipping hell, this has so many turns and turns.
I know, right? I'm on the edge of my seat. Yeah. I'm like,
21st birthday in Leeds. I got it hosted for me. I was mash up, all of us were mash up, and we were in a circle singing and rapping. And we're like, ah, oh, we could do something with this.
And then, oh, that's new tribe.
Yeah, and my brother was a part of it for time, and then like 2 years in, he's shifted and done his own thing.
Whoa.
And that's literally where it started.
I actually was gonna ask you about that guy a while ago. I know who your brother is. Yeah. I don't know him, but from the back, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Butcher B.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
this is so cute.
That's weird. It's mad. It was just like,
I feel like me and Rachel did some interview with her, and she was asking our like origin story, and she's like, oh, I love hearing people's origin stories and how they like created their little thing, and I felt that this then I was it. Like, oh yeah. My god.
And also because I feel like we know you, Harper, but we didn't know all of this.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, this is,
I feel like you've just peeled off a layer.
Yeah, can't wait to get to the inside of the onion.
The core.
The core of the onion. I can't even remember what this even started. Oh yeah, that was it. I just asked how you became content with yourself.
Yeah, so you haven't even gotten to that.
You haven't even answered the fucking question.
That's it.
I didn't ask about
you. You just started giving us a full story of, oh yeah, I got kicked out to uni. Turntables. I do
when
music.
When you hear back, you'll ask the question, I swear. I can't even remember what was
all right, about. So how did you become content with yourself and like, as a youth, like delving, so becoming to that stage of your life where you're just like, yeah, I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah. Just over time, we were quite out there with our style.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think by 16, I already dyed my hair. Like, I think I had straight hair at some point. My hair was naturally straight at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have like a quiff and shit. Elias had like the Wiz Khalifa dyed strip that I'd done for him.
Do you know what though? I don't know, I think it may have been like loaded on your Insta or something. Or I don't know where it was, but I saw a picture of you and Elias when you were teenagers. And I was like, whoa, but you guys were very different to who you are now.
Yeah, 100%.
And it was, like,
it was always the case of you, it's like outside of the norm.
Yeah.
But different.
But you've also changed along the way.
I used to wear skinny jeans, dad clothes.
Yeah.
I'd dye my clothes, like I'd cut like styled hair. Like, I used to do the lads' hairs. I used to shave their hairs because the barbers couldn't get it right. Elias used to do mine. Like, we were like,
I feel like that, and you would not, like, I saw Elias, right? He was such a pretty boy. Honestly. But you know what I mean?
He was like kept, contempt, like, what's it called? Is it kept?
Yeah. And so I kind of get it when it looked like these teachers.
I can't imagine that.
They look like they could be jerkers.
Yeah, we actually used to jerk.
Please pin drop.
Here we go.
We used to jerk.
It's all coming out.
Yeah. Why did I see that?
Tell us more.
Wait, are we danced in it?
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, there's a point in our lives where, like, we were the dancers, and, like, we'd go to parties each weekend or every other weekend or so, and we were a group of five at one point. Kane and Aaron were involved, and remember the Teach Me How to Dougie phase?
Oh, yes!
Like, it was like, no, when we were there, like,
that
the
was
DJ put it on, like, and we had someone with a crest in 9 times out of 10, but it don't become on. Everyone would fill the dance
because
space out, and we go in the middle and dance.
That means like then you guys were the cool ones.
Yeah. Without being big headed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we just done our own thing, and it wasn't like we were trying to be different. We were just exploring, and we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, without sound like a tip, but like, I was wearing skinny jeans and dyed hair before wearing skinny jeans and dad hair. Was it? Not saying it hasn't, it's been a thing.
You made it cool.
Not saying I made it cool. Obviously, it's been a thing in the 60s and everything and back in the day, but like I remember I used to get slandered for dyeing my hair and for wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah.
And like, someone's coming, like, I remember when I dyed my hair with my best friends, like, you know, like, jokey thing, and it's like, I saw you dye your hair last year and I done that 6 years ago.
Yeah. No, I get you. Like, so, you were doing it before everybody wanted to hop on it.
Yeah, without sounding big headed.
Yeah, I get it. And so like you really had to kind of, and also probably going through things where people were like, oh, what's he on that about? Like, why is he doing that?
Yeah, like bear, one of the main things was that we were gay.
Yeah.
Went around that we were gay. I think that's where the not assness came from, because I know I'm not, but you can think what you want.
Yeah, people are probably saying bear shit. Yeah. Like,
made up shit. Like, one of our mates, so to speak, he said that he went through one of our mates' drawers and found a dildo.
Nice.
Yeah. And then when we started growing our hair, this is a funny rumor. Someone said that we started. We only grew our hair so that we could pull it when we fuck each other.
Oh, isn't it funny how people think of rumors?
That's just think of, like,
that's
when you're
so like fucking projecting, like that's somebody thinking,
yeah,
oh, that's definitely,
I want to have sex with my friend.
So like over time it's just like, yeah,
like fuck it, I'm just gonna do me. You have to thing, people are gonna talk anyway, so just do it.
Eating.
Yeah. Nah, but do you know what? This was such a nice little convo. I really enjoyed this.
Me too. I feel like there has been so many.
Yeah.
So if you managed to actually keep up, then
well done you.
To you listening. Yeah.
And you know what? We haven't really. Yeah, you haven't really gotten a picture, but if you know who Harper is, and if from this you can picture who Harper is, then big up you.
Big up you. And also big up Harper's little giggle as well.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what too? Big up Butcher B.
Yeah, big up Butcher B.
I don't even know that either.
You definitely would, because it used to be like the four of them. And this was not even that long ago.
Yeah. It's probably been, I don't know, time sped up recently, I felt.
Yeah, oh, you're
like,
telling
so
me.
Quick.
Fast forward.
Yeah.
We always say that, like, time, is time even real, do you think?
No, it's not. It's a concept.
Yeah, it's a concept.
Defo is, right?
Anyway.
Like, obviously, does sunrise and.
But does it? What? Now you're just saying that to be fucked now. Of course it rises.
Should we do a part two for this?
Yeah. next week.
Next week.
Of course.
Hi guys, I'm back.
Yeah. Me again.
He just spent the week here.
Anyway, thank you so much, Harper, for coming on and chatting to us, sharing your story.
No, big love. Thanks for having me.
You can find Harper.
It's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it's been fun.
It has, to be fair. Been a long time coming.
Need to get like the whole tribe on.
Yeah,
that'd be a lot of people.
That'll be
dangerous, you know.
Yeah.
All three of us together, I'm actually like, I don't know. I just
go into like a different.
Yeah, it's just
state
like
of
just,
being.
Just talking.
That'd be a while,
goodness,
though. I think
it's good. It's good though.
That'd be, when you think, next year and a half? Yeah.
Less
year. And we'll talk
year
about
and
that.
A half.
Next week. I'm messing.
It can't be.
A year and a half.
Well, I don't.
That's a long time. Anyway.
Anyway. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bless all people.
Then. Any blessings, love, anything you want to send? Shout out to anybody.
Just love to all my people that minute. Love to the Lion family. Love to New Tribe. And love to anyone who's listening. Yeah, what's Lime? At lime.dancefloor and then at New Tribe with 3 eyes. Have a listen, have a dance, come to the next thing.
Is that because of like the whole third eye thing?
No, it's because
the
other one wasn't
taken.
Yeah, it was taken.
Yeah,
I've reported the account like 20 times. It's got,
no,
like, it's got no followers.
Don't
bro.
Report it, because yeah. then they get rid of it and then nobody gets the username. You need to buy them out.
I just want to, yeah. Anyway.
Top tip there.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Love you lots like jelly tots.
Peace.